Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of November 8th, 2010. In cryptid news, a man claims he has lured Bigfoot with the aid of a candy bar. Mike Green, who used to be a fraud investigator, I don't know if this is supposed to give him more credence or does it make him more educated in knowing how to pull a fast one. Anyway, in the forest surrounding Asheboro, North Carolina, he was able to capture thermal video of the supposed Bigfoot creature taking candy bar from a stump. He claims the images would look different if it were a person in a suit of any sort, but where are the comparison photos of this proof? There is a long-standing underground knowledge that Tootsie Rolls are actually the choice candy for Bigfoot. Mr. Green is a member of the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO for short. In UFO news, while UFO stories have not been in the mainstream media as of late, MUFON has upped the status level of many states including Ohio, California, and Georgia due to the amount of sightings reported in these states, and that is covered online. These three states have been put on a UFO alert status 3. I'm not sure how accurate giving a status rating from a story being covered on UFO Examiner is, but at least there is some rating system in place. The U.S. as a whole is at a UFO Alert 5 status, which is the lowest. UFO Alert 1 status is the highest status. And in ghost news, a story titled Why Real-Life Ghost Hunters Hate Ghost Hunters is a great read aimed at the silly approach used by the ghost hunting television shows and how the real science of parapsychology has suffered as a result. Hopefully the amateur field will begin to produce some people of merit who can help lead us out of the dark ages of amateur investigation to the light of reality and common sense so that we can start using real science. But that's just my opinion. And in other news, the Large Hadron Collider in Europe has decided to attempt to recreate the conditions that followed the Big Bang, which theoretically created the universe as we know it today. Lead ions will now be accelerated around the 27-kilometer, or just over 16.5-mile, particle racetrack. Scientists hope to create matter that has never been seen or measured in billions of years. But don't worry though, they say the risk of the Earth being destroyed is minimal. Links to these stories can be found on the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Paranormal News Insider will begin counting down the top 10 biggest stories of 2010 coming up on November 29th. Do you have a favorite for number one? Let us know. We will also be taking your predictions on any paranormal subject for next year. Examples: what new technology may come out? Will a Bigfoot body be found? Where in the world will the next big UFO sighting happen? And will the ghost shows finally start disappearing from television? Or what other topics do you have an opinion on? Let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any paranormal conference or convention and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandar Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fatemag.com/fateradio. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grandar Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, investigating the phantom signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.